My name is Safaida Jane. He has to serve, but I don't have any option about that because he is elected by a body of people. But he has to follow rules also.
My name is James Hitler. I stay in Haisora within Juba here. So I'm very glad that a new pope is being elected to succeed the one who resigned. And I believe he'll be able to lead God's people well. And what I expect him to do most is, for us Africans, I think he has to support our rights and he has to also join us in the fight against the gay and lesbian marriage, because that is what is against our will. And we as Africans, we can't support that. So if he's really executing God's command, he has to go by the fact that a man should not marry a man, neither a woman should marry a woman.
I'm called Zaitu Mahmoud. I stay in Gudel. If he qualifies to be a pope, then I just want him to do what the other pope didn't do, where he stopped. Let him start from there. What I expect from the new pope is uniting this other Catholic church to be as in one. I need to see him fighting the homosexuality in the world.
My name is Ben Benjamin. I'm a filmmaker from Waye Film and Theatre Industry. I'm happy about the new elected pope. It doesn't matter if he comes from Africa, from Argentina or from where, but so long as that he will still have that spirit of leading the people. I just expect to continue with the good leadership, at least to be talking to our leaders, African leaders, at least to lead the country well and to make sure things will run smoothly in every country.
I'm Jimmy Jackson. I live in Kashafa, Kator. What I'm expecting from him, he has to work hard and unite all the churches and also all the leaders in the world so that people live in peace and harmony.
I'm Tony Garang and residing in Shirikat. You know, before, the Pope was being selected from the other side of Europe, but now it is no longer there, but it's out of Europe, whereby it is in side of South America. So we have that hope, maybe one day, one time, it will come slowly, slowly from that side until it will reach Africa. Anything which he rejected, and we will still insisting that we have to, like those issues of homosexuality. If he will be saying such people are going to have their right in the world, I think there are those who will have different direction, and there are those who will have faith to what he's guiding us. Otherwise, if he will be standing firm like the former Pope Benedict XVI, it will be very wise for us to have that better guideline.